Zach Zoya, thanks for hanging out with us backstage here at Oshiega.
What's up, Miles, man? Thanks for having me. I'm great, bro.
Yeah, you looking forward to performing today?
Yes,
outside,
sir.
The sun is shining.
Yes, sir. Big weather. Weather's treating us nice. The gods of nature are with us, so it's going to be a good day.
The hometown boy.
The hometown boy, yeah.
How's that feel? Like, does that give you a bit of added pressure, or are you just soaking it all up? You loving it?
Honestly, I was just having that conversation. It's that weird thing where you're super grateful to see your people pull up, but then again, I would rather not know the people that are in the crowd and like not recognize faces, because otherwise you're like, oh no, he's like, you're putting yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is he seeing right now? So I would rather not, but at the same time, I would definitely rather you pull up to the show. So it's a double-edged sword, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
You're like, tell me you were there after.
Exactly.
Like, when I'm
literally,
done. Yeah.
Literally, yeah. Literally.
Do you have loads of friends and family asking you for tickets when it shows?
Oh,
like
definitely. Definitely. I said the guest list was full. I can't do nothing today. My phone is off. I don't have any 3G left. I don't got nothing. But yeah, this week was hectic.
We'll get to what we can expect from you on stage this afternoon. But first, I want to talk about what a busy weekend you've been having already. Like yesterday, sure. Yeah, get that out of the way.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah, these don't give up, these bugs.
Yo, they hectic today, huh?
They're different in Montreal.
Yo, right?
It's been a busy weekend for you. You were performing before the match. Was it yesterday?
Before the game.
CF Montreal versus New York, right?
Exactly.
How was that?
That was good, man. People actually showed up. Like, it was right before the show, so everybody was coming in.
Yeah.
People stuck by. It was like, it was good vibes, honestly. Like, it was a good like warm up for today too. Like, it was good to like get my footing right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Are you a big sports fan?
I am, but I'm a hockey fan.
Hockey fan?
Don't tell him, bro.
Okay, don't tell him. Okay.
But no, I used to be a big hockey fan because I used to play hockey. I'm not really watching anything right now. I don't keep up with nothing right now because I'm too focused on what I'm doing musically.
You're kind of busy. Yeah.
I'm kind of busy. But yeah, I used to be a big hockey fan. Not so much anymore. And I'm never – football, soccer, whatever you want to call it, never really – I never got the sting, it never got to me.
I'll get you into football. Don't worry.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some good stuff in
it. Yeah, I should have been there yesterday. I could have explained the offside rule and everything before you went on. You could have been like, let's go. So let's talk about the EP that came out. Was it last month? June, right?
I don't even know, bro. Like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, 2 months ago. Yeah. No Love Is Ever Wasted.
No Love Is Ever Wasted.
There's 8 songs on there.
Exactly.
How did you narrow it down to just that many songs?
That's a good question, actually.
I'm guessing there was a few more that.
Oh, there were definitely a few more.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty straightforward because you know how it went. It was kind of like I was dropping singles after singles, and then I kind of just grouped it all up together and made the EP. So it wasn't like a big thing where I had like my 40 songs and now I narrowed it down to like 8. It was more of a like, this is my favorite song right now. Let's drop it. This is my favorite song right now. Let's drop it. And then we took the whole thing and put it under an EP. They still kind of like all have a link together. Go and peep the album, you'll probably understand. It wasn't as hard as you would imagine.
Okay. Start Over, the song that's just been an absolute smash.
Yes, and
it still is, and we just can't get enough of it. You put that right at the end of the EP, right? That's how it ends. Is that on purpose?
Of course, bro, because that's the one that people know. So you gotta trick them into listening to everything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially like in this day and age where, like, you know, short attention span, just streaming era in general, people are not as, we don't really be, like, people don't, even myself, like, we don't really listen to, like, full conceptual albums from beginning to end anymore. Or, like, you know, like, one song might be placed in a playlist and the rest not. So, like, people might be familiar with certain songs and not the rest. So, in order for them to listen to the whole thing and have the full experience, you put the one that people are most likely to know at the very end. And if they don't know, then they have a little surprise.
You gotta tease them as well.
You know? Yeah, you got to give them a little sum before.
Yeah, no, you're right about people's attention spans. You see it on TikTok. I mean, if you don't grab someone in the first 5 seconds, I'm scrolling past.
Literally, I'm going. And, like, I'm doing the same thing. I can't blame anybody. It's just how it is, right?
Yeah. And the way you pick the order of the EP, obviously, that's down to you. Is it the same with your set list when you're performing live as well? You have some say in that, obviously?
Oh, for sure, 100%. It's just mainly it's about having fun, man. So it's about, like, placing them in an order that is gonna, you know, just get the same thing, kind of tease people along the way and then get them to climb up with you. And
it's
get
a
to
journey.
Literally. So, yeah, but it's 100% me. I'm with a band this time. I'm blessed to have a full band. So it's still a conversation with them as to, like, I'm receptive to their opinion as to, oh, yo, that transition would be crazy. So maybe those songs we could play one after the other type thing.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Who you got in the band? Would. Tell me. Go through the band.
You said what?
Who you got in the band? Who, like,
I got Greg at the guitar. I got Nate on the keys. I got Pashal on the bass. And I got Ebed on the drums. The eclectic group. Peep them. Nice. They're crazy. They're nice. Really, like, our best band in Montreal. No contest.
Yeah, you've been with them for a while. You know for those a little guys minute. For a while. Yeah.
I've toured kind of with them for almost a year now. Oh, yes. We did Oceaga last year. And that's... I think that might have been our first show together.
Like that was like Oceaga Light.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're getting the full edition. Experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think of the weather today? Is this the kind of the temperature that you like performing? Do you like performing outdoors?
This is, I was going to say perfect. It's maybe a little hot. People
I was
going to
say,
drink.
Like,
right?
You're wearing a sauna suit right now.
But it's confusing because this is actually kind of cool. There's like a netting inside.
Oh, it's kind of breathable
so
then?
It's kind of breathable. Nice. I'm kind of okay, but I'll definitely switch the whole thing before I go on stage because I would die, definitely.
Yeah, you're obviously very into your fashion. That's not just when you're on stage. That's every day as well.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fashion guy in the sense that, like, I never developed that, like, growing up and
you're
everything.
You're fooling all of us.
I mean... My boy's kind of fresh, right? I got competition in here.
Yeah, we go with the iHeartRadio camera crew looking good today. Yeah. It's all for you.
Yeah, I'm discovering it like right now, bro. I'm having fun with it now, and I'm blessed to have like companies and just brands that are willing to work with me. Shout out to Dom Rebel.
Yeah,
hook me up with these. Like nice. You know, it's a we do. They be hooking me up with some nice pieces and things. So yeah, life is good.
Well, the hometown boy, Zach Zoya, we cannot wait to see you on stage today at Oceaga. We're looking forward to it. Enjoy it. Enjoy every moment of it. It's going to be epic.
Thank you, Miles. 3:20 on Green Stage, y'all.
We'll see you there.